you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Can't you get water poisoning and, like, die?
Water. Your body is 98% water. Why can't you take in as much water as you want?
I don't know.
Since that poor kid in college.
I know.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, well, he was doing other things.
Maybe we should have researched this.
I don't know.
Before.
I mean, yeah, we never do this before I start doing something. Well, you know, I break out in hives, I'm in an ambulance.
If it gets dangerous for somebody, their body will automatically throw it up. And if you throw up the water, you're out of the contest.
A lot of DJs and radio stations that do things very responsibly and appropriately, they may test the edge of the envelope. You think about, you know, radio personalities like Don and Mike and people like that. They're funny. They take it to the edge, but they know where the line is.
That's right.
Now let's talk to Bob in Westchester. How are you, Bob?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, thank you.
First, I want to say that I never missed a show, and I really appreciate it.
Wow, that's listening.
And I just want to say that I really appreciate the topic you're covering this morning regarding full-blown AIDS and the fact that just because people lead a lifestyle that where they get the full-blown AIDS, it doesn't mean they're going to HE double hockey sticks just because they've, you know, gotten the full-blown AIDS either from having an unclean taint or from being BM eaters on the Don and Mike Show. And I think that it really is interesting that although I believe I am going to HE double hockey sticks just for...
Well, anyway, we hope that some interesting people... Well, anyway, we have been dealing...
The Don and Mike Show.
I'll be the one gonna take off your clothes.
Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Shut up. Terrible, terrible, terrible. That was horrible. I really, really, really hated that.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
All right, man. Thank you.
Hello.
And happy friends.
Hello.
Right. Hi there.
Hello.
This is the Don and Mike Show. And it's a new episode, everybody, on this Friday. And here's our phone number, 877-465-4636.
Shut up!
Shut up!
I'm Pat O'Brien, and I'm an alcoholic.
Okay.
Shut up.
There we go.
Shut up!
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 You know that smell from before? Definitely weed.
Weed!
How you doing, Buzz?
Hi.
This is a way of saying hello to Buzz. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Hi.
Well, this is going to be an interesting show, an interesting weekend. First on the show, we're going to have the dog shaw collared trivia challenge here, the hunting dog challenge, and we got a big-ass collar.
I would say that I'm looking forward to it, but...
It's got the shocker thing, and it's got the button that you press, and it's going to be just Mike and I in the squared circle today.
Yes, we are sacrificing ourselves. God bless the show today. Brave pioneers you are.
Shocking.
Yeah. Shocking. Just Mike and I with the dog collars on, answering stupid trivia questions.
Right.
That have been, it's like we should be very, very afraid that the questions have been made by Rob.
Oh, God.
Which, and I told everybody specifically, make, like, the categories.
Uh-huh.
If my category happened to be football, your category happened to be the Red Sox.
Right.
If Buzz is playing, his category would be pornography by Andrew Blake.
Right.
Sure. Don't make the questions Rob Spiewak tough.
Right.
Or else you and I are going to be like that lady that drank the water in Sacramento.
Exactly. And I'm curious as to, I got to look at the collar right before the show. And that'll discipline a dog. And I have a feeling it'll discipline us, too.
Well, I can tell you that I saw somebody from the show trying it out today.
Yes.
Turned halfway up.
Yeah.
And it made him jump out of his freaking chair.
Yeah.
And he felt it all the way to the tips of his fingers.
Oh, God. Wow.
Hey, John, that hurt, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Very good.
What? Well, Yanni, I said I am well disciplined now.
You're in line.
I am obedient.
It's good. Oh man, I was watching John. I'm just picturing you.
Right.
And I know if you had watched John,
yes,
bug out of his skin the way that I did, you'd be picturing me doing the same too.
Very exciting.
John actually looked like one of those bush babies.
His eyes. Wow.
Oh, Simon. Oh, come on now, Simon. So that's coming up on the show today, big competition.
Good.
And then this weekend, oh, there. Bye, Yulo. See you later.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend, it's the merging of many worlds, and I had to have a conversation with my gal pal today.
Mm-hmm.
Because this weekend, my niece, Bethy Boo, is having a baby shower.
Mm-hmm.
She's pregnant.
Wow. Congratulations to her.
Yeah, it's been out there for a while, Mike. I'm sure you saw the news on the internet. Beth is finally pregnant.
Uh-huh. Right.
And I'm sure she appreciates it when I put it like that.
It's on the internet.
She's finally pregnant.
Internet.
Finally pregnant.
Finally.
And she's got to be sick of asses like me. I never thought you were going to do it. You always struck me as the type of woman that, you know, maybe the window had passed.
She's been married a long time, hasn't she?
Yeah. No, she hasn't. She's very independent. She's a career woman, and I always thought it would be career first. But, good for her husband. Got the job done.
Yeah.
Right?
Clearly.
So, there's a baby shower this weekend.
Uh-huh.
That's for chicks.
That's right.
I'm not going, but Bethy and my sister-in-law and Big Frida have invited Janet to go.
Well, that's nice.
So we're going to go down to Ocean City this weekend, and she's going to go to this thing, and I'm going to do whatever I'm going to do. And it occurred to me at some point that maybe Janet doesn't know all of the history with my niece and myself.
I'm sure. Including the story?
Yeah. Right. So this is where it's weird. You know, being me,
yeah, right,
and assuming
Jack got your tongue,
assuming that Janet has listened to the show and knows everything about the show,
okay,
and everything about my life. Well, obviously she doesn't, because we were talking today, and she said blah blah blah, and I said blah blah blah. She says blah blah blah. I said blah blah blah, and I said, oh yeah, and just in case if it comes up, I don't want you to be caught up. You know about that thing at Secrets, right?
Oh.
And she said, what thing? And I said, oh, come on. I said, it's old history on the show.
Yeah.
Said, it's a pretty famous story. And she said, how long ago was it? And I said, oh, I don't know, 10 years, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I only started listening to your show, really, really listening, after we dated. So I used to listen to 97.1 a lot.
Ah, so she doesn't know the story.
No.
Well,
so I said, well, it's...
Sit down, stay a spell.
Nothing big.
Pull up a chair.
It's story time.
Let's put on a fire, and I'm going to tell you a story about a drunken man.
So there was the pompous arrogance of me. Like, what? You've not heard this story? Even if you were not a listener of the show, you've not heard this in the lore,
right,
handed down?
World famous.
So she said, no, tell me what happened. And I said, well, Bethy is attractive. She says, yes, yeah, I met her at Christmas, met her at the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, well, there was a joke on the show, and a joke in real life that, you know, I've known Beth the whole time that I'd known Frida.
Right.
So I've known her since she was a very, very athletic teenage girl.
I remember the stories. This was not the big story, but the story about you used to like during the summer vacations to
shut up.
Float on a, like a surfboard or something, or on a raft, or
I got a boogie board.
You had a boogie board, and you used to like to float out there,
yeah,
and see Beth, or float out there with Beth.
Well, she never knew that I was floating out to be with her, and I know that I would be out there with her,
especially during the bikini years.
Oh, God. And
she could float very well.
Yeah, she could. And a lot of times I would come back to the beach, and Frida would say something to me like, "You know, I am so proud of you. You are such a good guy. Everybody's just saying, look." Look at him out there, just floating out there, just chatting with Beth. Because Beth is quite a kind of a quiet, shy,
right,
person,
right,
like I am.
Reserved.
Sure. And they don't know that the whole time that I would be out there floating, I wouldn't say one word to her. It would be like, hey, how you doing? She'd go, how you doing? And mainly, I would just float by her because...
Were you wearing your sunglasses when you did that?
Yes, sir.
Your mirror to...
Yes, sir. My smoking...
The advent of Revo's back in those days.
My Smokey and the Bandit, I'm going to pull you over mirrored sunglasses.
And you just sit and stare.
Did they ever call you the Rudder?
No, never called me the Rudder. So, this went on, and it was a nice joke, and blah, blah, blah. And she's now, by the time the story happens, she's a grown woman. She's working at this place in Ocean City.
Uh-huh.
And one night, we're at Secrets, famous nightclub in Ocean City.
Yes.
And, I mean, I am just pounding Sambuca.
Right.
Like there's no tomorrow. I'm drinking it like...
Nasty stuff.
I'm drinking it like milk.
The Sam days. Yes.
Boy, that's good. And I got just so effed up that... Well, that's also the night that I threw up in front of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then later...
Did you throw up in front of the restaurant?
Yeah. As we were leaving, now, I don't remember any of this. Shock. And I had to tell Janet this. I said, well, the way that I remember it is that we were all at Secrets, and she said, who's we were all? I said, oh, me and Frida and just about everybody in the family. And,
right.
And
we are family.
I said, seriously, there was a group of about 20 people. It was a big, gigantic nightclub. I said... And we were standing out front waiting for the minivan taxi cab to take us home. And I guess the first thing I did was throw up in front of everybody. Didn't think much of that.
Right.
Then the way that I remember the story, I walked over towards the entrance of the place and turned my back to everyone and took a leak. That's classy.
Right.
And then shortly after that, again, while waiting for the taxi, at some point I just reached over with Frida standing right there and my mother-in-law and everybody and just planted one on Beth. Like, really just, I'm not really sure what happened, but it must have been a good kiss.
All right.
Because, God damn, was everybody mad at me.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, the way I remember the
kind
story,
of mad.
The way I remember the story is that it was open-mouthed. And you just booted, so it couldn't have been too...
Couldn't have been all that pleasant. Tasty!
Yeah.
So I remember...
It was before your cigar years, though.
I remember the next morning, we had rented a place like in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, and I woke up on a mattress, just on a mattress. And, man, my head is pounding. I walked in the other room, and Frida had pulled all the sheets off the mattress.
Right.
And I was like, what's going on? She said, hello, Einstein, you know, you threw up all over everything last night.
Right.
And then she told me the list of things that I had done.
The offenses, yeah.
And I said, well, come on, how much could I have kissed her? You know, you were standing right there. She said, yeah, hey, hello there, inbred. I know that. And I even remember saying to Frida, well, I'm not related to her by blood. And she said, oh, you said that quite a few times last night.
Wow.
You're not a blood relative.
Oh, dear.
So I said, well, what happened?